We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Be in the mother...
USA.
Hey.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, DJ Envy.
Good morning. It's Tuesday.
All day.
No round of applause for Tuesday. Tuesday's a happy day. All right, there you go.
Yes, I was in Detroit yesterday, and my flight kept getting pushed back. So I ended up just flying into a different airport.
Where you go?
And that flight.
Newark?
Well, no, I flew into JFK. I was supposed to fly into LaGuardia. What I realized is LaGuardia is a much smaller airport. So whenever there's any type of weather issues, those flights get pushed back.
Heavy windstorm, absolutely.
A bigger airport like JFK is international. We don't have any issues. So that flight was on time.
Okay. How's your properties? You know, Angela Yee owns a couple of houses in Detroit.
I spoke to you. I was going to look at one. One of them is almost done. Mm-hmm. The other one, I'll work on it once I finish.
Just working on it.
The one thing that I did first was make sure that the roof is okay on everything, because mm-hmm. that's the main thing. You don't want the rain to come and then it floods inside your house or it gets even worse. So the one thing I did first on all three of them was make sure the roof was good.
The roofs were good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, yesterday I didn't do much of anything. My kids are off for spring break. My daughter, this was her first real trip by herself. She flew to L.A. by herself a couple of days ago. So I just speak to her like every
what
hour just
doing?
To make sure she's good. Her godparents live in L.A.
Oh, okay.
So she flew to L.A. for spring break. And this is like the first time that she's been able to go anywhere. Like my daughter, like I'm not going to say I'm strict, but I'm overly protective.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very nervous to put her on a flight by herself. You know, I called Delta and Delta was supposed to have a companion walker to
but
the gate.
But she's 16, right?
Well, that's what Delta said when I got to the thing. They
she's
16.
Grown up, Envy.
Well, that's what they said. They wouldn't
she
allow
can get on the plane.
An adult.
She's not like 8.
A companion to the gate.
You try to get her a companion?
Yes.
She's 16 years old.
So, that's still my baby.
Some crazy companion.
So I FaceTimed her the whole way, and then I FaceTimed her when she got off. But she's in L.A. She's happy. She was excited to actually be able to go somewhere by herself, so...
Those strict parents, boy, did kids go wild once they get out of the house.
I know. That's why I'm letting her go a
little
bit.
Yeah, let her go.
That's why I
let her go. She doesn't need a companion.
Yeah, I know. Cause, you
to
know,
walk her through the airport.
When you're in college and that one kid or that one girl that her parents are too strict when they get to college.
I actually went to high school somebody like that. Her mom was a psychiatrist. She was never allowed to go anywhere, do anything. Soon as we got out of high school.
She was drinking, smoking.
She actually moved out and was living with some random guy and dropped out of school.
That's not going to happen.
Just putting it out there.
That's not going to happen to my baby.
All right. And yesterday, let me tell you what was really exciting. So I got home last night, and mm-hmm. I have a brand new mattress.
Okay.
Right. And is actually, I haven't had a new mattress in years. Because, you know, it's like every, you're supposed to get a new mattress every 10 years.
Okay.
I had my last one from maybe like 5 or 6 years, but it wasn't feeling so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels so good to sleep on a brand new mattress.
How you balling out there? You are balling.
No, shout out to Spectra Mattress, though. It felt so good. And I don't, do you have a soft mattress, a firm mattress, or a medium? Do you know?
I don't know.
All right, I did medium. My other one was, my back feels good. I didn't want to get out of bed.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. John Legend will be joining us this morning. We'll kick in with John Legend. And we got some
Jesus
front page.
Jesus Christ Superstar, right?
Yeah, Jesus Christ Superstar. And we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Oh, let's talk about Donald Trump and his personal vendetta against Amazon and how it's driving the stock market down.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's a Tuesday. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, over the weekend, they announced the $500 million lottery winner. Now, the ticket, I should say the gas station that sold that ticket is less than 60 seconds from my house.
Oh, but you didn't buy it.
So. I definitely didn't buy it. I've been asking everybody if they bought that ticket. Pro Style lives in my neighborhood. I call Pro Style. French Montana lives over there.
So you're trying to
French.
Be friends with whoever bought it?
For $530 million, yes. Yes,
bird,
I'm friends
bird,
with everybody. But
bird.
Yeah, whatever. But nobody won a ticket that I know. But anyway, let's get to some front page news.
You.
Yeah, nobody's telling me. Let's talk about R.I.P. Mandela.
Winnie Mandela.
Willie Mandela, uh-huh.
South Africa's first black lady. She has died. She was 81 years old. She married Nelson Mandela back in 1958.
Mm-hmm.
And they divorced back in 1996. But she was also very active politically. She was once president of the African National Congress Women's League. She's reportedly been ill for years, and she was recently admitted to the hospital with a kidney infection. Her personal assistant is the person who announced her passing.
Wow. Wow. Rest in peace. Now, let's talk about Trump versus Amazon, right?
Yes, Donald Trump. Because of him, now the Dow has fallen 459 points and the NASDAQ plunged almost 3%. And he is one of the people, well, he's the main reason why this is happening. He's been attacking Amazon. I don't know if you've been watching this on the news, but he has real issues with Amazon, which has been causing their stock to go down. Now, he's been calling out Amazon, and they've lost $60 billion in market value since they first reported that Trump is, quote, obsessed with the company. Feels like he's a little bit jealous, but he also does not like the CEO, Jeff Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post. And that paper has been very aggressive in covering the administration. So, of course, Donald Trump has his own personal vendetta against Jeff Bezos.
He has his personal vendetta. Seems like anybody that goes against him.
Yeah, but who's not obsessed with Amazon? We're all obsessed with Amazon in a good way, right?
Well, this is not in a good way
That's
just billionaire jealousy. You know, billionaires, they have a penis size contest all the time. So he knows that Jeff Bezos' penis is way bigger than him when it comes to that billionaire status. That
he has suggested that Amazon takes advantage of the U.S. Postal Service and doesn't pay its fair share of tax, but he's actually quite wrong. They pay the same rate that the post office charges other bulk shippers, and they collect sales tax in every state that charges it, and they also don't collect sales tax on purchases made from third-party vendors.
And I think Trump hates the fact that nobody respects that he's the president. It's like, you know, when you don't have as much money as everybody, okay, that's different. But you think, okay, I become the president. Elite people will start respecting me more. Jeff Bezos, them don't give a damn about no Donald Trump.
Definitely don't. Now, what is condom snorting, ye?
Oh, this is what the kids are doing now, okay? It's the condom challenge. What they are doing is snorting condoms and then pulling them through their throats. So it goes up their nose.
Oh, stuffing the cold condom in their nose?
And then pulling it out of their throat.
These kids are bored, man.
Kid, just
so
do
there's
coke.
A lot of clips on YouTube that shows kids choking as they try to do this
don't
trend.
Do coke.
Yeah, terrible.
I'd rather you do coke than sniff a condom up your nose.
This
I'm gonna
can
be
cause
honest
allergic reactions. Obviously, it can cause choking. It can be painful. It can get stuck in your nasal cavity, stuck in your throat.
Are these used condoms, or they just open a brand new condom?
Hopefully not used.
No. In a perfect world, you know what I'm saying, we would rather people not sniff anything. But if you're going to have to choose between a condom and cocaine, choose cocaine.
No.
Yes.
Don't sniff anything.
Nothing at all. How about that?
Cocaine.
Nothing should be going up
none
your nose.
Yeah, well, put that up your nose.
I mean, if you have to, though, because clearly they have
you don't
to,
have
right?
To.
They have some type of oral fixation with their nose that they
That's
have to have
your,
something in
you
there.
You can't have an oral fixation.
Oral fixation
with your
is
nose.
Y'all know what I mean. Y'all know what I mean. No. They got to have something in their nose, all right? Rather you sniff coke. I'm just saying. It's more fun.
No.
All right. How about none of it? All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or maybe you need to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man
or black.
Say it with me.
with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
It's JR, bro. I'm calling from Indiana, bro.
JR, get it off your chest.
Oh, actually, I'm actually calling because I agree with Charlamagne Tha God, man. Think it's better if you sniff cocaine rather than sniffing a condom.
The word is bomb.
I would rather kids not get addicted to cocaine or potentially overdose.
How about
so you rather them sniff plastic up their nose and choke and die?
I think that's the best solution.
Jesus Christ. It's way more people that have sniffed coke than live than sniffed a piece of plastic up their nose.
There's a lot of people sniffing plastic right now than living. Hey, hello.
Hi. How are you?
I am fine. What's your name, mama?
My name is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. Get it off your chest.
My sister Crystal had a condition. She had sickle cell anemia, to which she had a pacemaker. Her heart gave out and she passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's awful. I'm sorry. Our condolences to you.
Thank you. I'm trying to keep it together myself. Mm-hmm. I don't have the condition that she had, but I'm trying to not go back to drugs and alcohol because of the loss of my sister.
Well, stay strong. You don't need to go back down that road, right?
Right.
What song can we not play for you this morning to make you feel better? Because some of these songs piss me off. So what song do you not want to hear?
I don't know what I need to hear. Mm-hmm. I need to hear something good, something soothing.
I said, what song don't you want to hear, ma?
What about Miguel? What about Miguel Skywalker?
That's
Miguel, a soothing song.
That's a great
song.
Record.
Yeah, that song.
We want to play that.
Yeah. We're going to play that for you.
Okay, well, this is what we'll do. We'll delete Post Malone Rockstar for you, okay?
Okay.
Would that make you feel better?
Yes.
So
all right, good. Post Malone got to go. All right.
So
and I hope you have people that you can call when you feel like you might be sliding back or going through something, people you can talk to.
You're so considerate.
Just know that if you play Post Malone this morning, you're hurting that young lady who has sickle cell and whose sister just died, okay?
Hello, who's this?
This is Al.
Al, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
I want to say that I'm blessed. First off, I'm blessed that, you know, the mother of my son finally let me see my son. I don't know what changed her mind, but the last
God
month and a half, I've been getting them every other week. So I'm blessed that I've been getting them like that. And then the other thing is Charlamagne, man, how are you going to say that you'd rather have your kids out here snoring coke than these condoms? They shouldn't be snoring nothing, period.
Duh. But if you had a choice, hypothetically.
There's no choice to be made.
Who said addicted? Are they addicted to sniffing condoms? You said
that they had a fixation with things in their nose. So evidently they got an addiction to something.
Okay, well, listen, let me ask you a question. This is a serious question since you want to be so serious.
Yep.
If you had to do one or the other, would you rather sniff a plastic condom up your nose or one line of cocaine?
He's not going to do either.
I'm not either, right?
Never mind. You know fun. Get off my phone. I hate you. I'm party pooper. Can't even have fun with y'all this morning.
My goodness.
Y'all forget y'all do a radio show sometime.
My goodness.
Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't want to sniff any. But you sniff coke, so you know what that's
I've never sniffed coke before.
You faked it.
I don't even
I smoked coke in a blunt before. I know you don't want to think about kids sniffing coke, but guess what? That's the reality of the situation. A lot of these kids are on drugs out here. Sorry.
My goodness. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it. Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it was Alphonse Sim, baby. It was good.
Alphonse Sim was popping.
Yo, I just want to thank everybody at my job, man, for not coming in because I'm getting all this extra overtime. My birthday Thursday, I need the bread.
iPhone, go celebrate by sniffing a condom, man.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
Man.
iPhone, you said you was coming to the club with me the other night, man.
I know I was supposed to, bro, but I just do my daddy thing, the Easter thing, you know what I mean? I was supposed to, but I couldn't make it. I was supposed to come last night, too.
Yeah, I know.
My boss called me at like 2 o'clock, like, yo, come to work.
You got to get this money. You got to raise these kids.
I hate when people say, I got to do my daddy thing. What do you mean you got to do your daddy thing?
Daddy
You're a daddy.
Thing, brother. I was doing the daddy thing.
Stop. Yes, the daddy thing. That's right. Take care of your kids, man.
iPhone hit me on
iPhone
social media.
Sim's always with his daughter.
Gotta do my daddy thing.
He hit me on social media to say he coming to the club. He didn't come. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? Yo, this is Bobby, man. What's going on?
Bobby, what's cracking? Get it off your chest.
Yo, man, listen. The whole island of Jamaica, y'all got a whole list L. Brooklyn took the last L when the Dream Chasers ran down on Safari. We took that. Jamaica, y'all got a whole list L. Hey, yo, why Safari crying on the radio? He act like he's not from that.
Why
element.
Are you mad at him for that?
Let me ask you a question. You ever had a gun put on your forehead and you had to lay on the ground?
And his uncle just got killed in a robbery, right?
Everybody reacts different, man. You can't be mad at that man for that, man. Why everybody got to be so tough
his
all the time?
His uncle just died like last month.
It's not about being tough. He's from the element. He knows that dudes are getting ran down on for Chinese food money, four wings and fried rice.
But you do know his uncle just got killed last month in a robbery.
It doesn't matter. He almost died. He probably feels that way. If you don't know what
That's
we're talking
awful.
About, I'm sure we're talking about it in the rumors. Safari got robbed at gunpoint. We'll fill you in with all the details.
And there's people out there hitting me up saying, yo, give Safari Donkey of the Day. Why would I give Safari Donkey of the Day for being robbed?
No.
Like, y'all know that can happen to anybody.
Anybody,
like,
anytime, anywhere.
Like, what's up with y'all, man? It's not like he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He was actually where he needed to be.
We'll talk about it.
Come on, bro.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Felicia Hawkins calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Morning, Mama. Get it off your chest.
Good morning. I listen to y'all every morning. I'm at my mama's house right now. I am 6 days from graduating.
Hey.
Up becoming a registered nurse.
Hey.
I live in Dayton, Ohio.
Nice.
I cannot believe I got through to y'all. Oh, my God. Oh.
Well, congratulations, Mama.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm at my mama's house trying to find something to wear to a mock interview.
Okay.
Hey, I'm happy for you, man. You say you're three weeks away from being an RN?
Six days. April 10th, I'll be pinned as a registered nurse. I cannot believe I
got the
video.
Congratulations.
She'll be a real y'all.
I got three babies at home, so I'm doing this for my babies. I'm so glad I got through to y'all. Thank y'all so much.
All right,
we're praying for you.
Hello, who's this?
Hey.
What's up, man? Get it off your chest.
I was just calling to see if y'all could stop talking about politics. Come on, now.
I be feeling you, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not even going to lie. I be with you, so I be like, I don't want to talk about politics. I'm with you.
I am a Trump supporter, but I love y'all's show. I listen to it
all the time. Oh, that's why, because he supports Trump.
Yeah. It sucks whenever the first thing I turn on and hear is something bad about Trump. I mean,
what do you want us to do, though? This is facts right now. He has a problem with Jeff Bezos from Amazon. The stock market is down because of decisions that he made.
I feel him only because we all know Donald Trump is trash. And, I mean, how many different ways can you say Donald Trump is trash?
He's a Trump supporter, though.
That's cool.
He's got a big mouth, but I love his policies because he helps small businesses around where I'm from. His policies and stuff.
Well, we don't like Trump because he's a racist bigot. All right. That's why those policies affect people like us. So I understand. We see different sides of the spectrum. But I am tired of talking about trash ass people. So I feel you, my brother. Anything else?
No, I mean, I love y'all. It's a great show. Y'all are hilarious. I love listening to y'all.
Thank you, sir.
Stop with the politics.
You know what, if we were supportive of Trump, he wants to shut up and dribble.
That's what he wants to do. Shut up and dribble.
We'll slow down on talking about his trash ass president. Don't y'all get tired of talking about trash ass people?
I like to let people know what's going on.
Not when they do trash ass stuff every day.
Listen, there's a lot of trash ass people we ignore. Donald Trump could be one of them.
Except that it affects us.
Get it off your chest. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Black China with this stroller fight. Find out why Rob Kardashian is upset and what she has to say about being called a, quote, hood rat.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Okay, what y'all say? That Miguel boy is bad, man. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Miguel, damn it.
Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Black China.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now we talked to you about this altercation that Black China had at Six Flags. She was with her 18-year-old boyfriend. YBN Almighty J, and she was with Dream, and also with the child that she has with Tyga, King Cairo.
Why that dude got so many letters in his name? YBN Almighty and a J?
Well, J-A-Y.
Oh, okay.
All right, now, the woman who actually got into the altercation with Black China, Alexis, is speaking out. She talked to TMZ, and here's what she said.
I've seen Black China's children not knowing that these were her children because her nanny was pushing her children. So when she walks the baby towards me, I'm thinking that this is a mother giving me permission to interact with her child. So I touched the baby simply like this. And I'm like, oh, you're cute. The lady smiled. She walked off. Black China followed behind her. And she said, don't touch the kid, bro.
Alexis didn't give a damn about doing her hair to be on TMZ, huh? You just gonna jump on television with that little gerbil ponytail?
Yeah, but she shouldn't be touching anybody's kids regardless. She just shouldn't be touching anybody's child.
She need to be touching her hair.
Here's what else she had to say.
Some random lady comes up and she's like, oh my God, are you the girl that Black China was talking about? And she's like, well, she said she was gonna whip your ass. So a couple of minutes later, I see her again. I addressed her as, excuse me, did you have a problem with me touching your child, which I did not know was your child? And she's like, yep, I sure did. And she took her things off. And right. She addressed me as she was about to hit me. And her boyfriend ran up and her boyfriend hit me. And he hit on my sister and we were fighting her boyfriend. We weren't fighting her.
If Alexis had that same gerbil ponytail at Six Flags, she's always ready to fight, by the way. That's the always ready to fight hairstyle.
My goodness, you don't touch anybody's kid.
Right, well, she said she touched Dream on the hand, not knowing it was Black China's child. But I agree with that. But right. I do feel like people come up to me all the time and like, oh, take a picture with my kid. And sometimes
I mean, if they ask you, but if they just walk up and you just touch somebody's child, I'm funny with
what
that.
She's saying, right. But don't what she's saying is happening. She said, oh, the baby's so cute. And then the nanny pushed the baby toward her. So she like
you
bent down.
You can say that.
And
you don't put your little dirty hands on my baby. I don't know if you wash your hands after you pee or not. Keep your hands off my child. I'm just walking up touching.
But then I
kids.
Also feel like getting into an altercation like that with the baby there, too, is also not the best idea. And Rob Kardashian thinks that as well. He's very upset at Blac Chyna for putting one-year-old Dream in harm's way over the weekend, so he's taking her back to court. Now he's
why
been
does
watching
nobody,
her.
Hmm. Why does nobody care that YBN Almighty was the one fighting Alexa, though? Like, that didn't
we're
set
about to,
no
we're about
to
get to that, too.
They're the same age, though.
What?
It's a boy and a girl. Shut up.
I thought you're like 16, I think.
He's 18, and he shouldn't be fighting women anyway.
Shouldn't be fighting nobody.
At all, period.
No matter how their hair look.
All right, so anyway, there, and especially this in front of the kids. So apparently, Rob Kardashian said he's been increasingly worried for his daughter's health and safety, and he didn't like how Blac Chyna turned the stroller the Dream was in into a weapon
as she
attacked a woman who dared to touch the kid. Stop it. And he also doesn't like the fact that Blac Chyna brings new men around his child.
That's the real issue.
Her 18-year-old boyfriend, YBN Almighty J. He wants an order similar to the one in the Jesse Williams custody case. Neither parent can introduce a boyfriend or girlfriend to the child unless their relationship lasts longer than 6 months.
Why nobody got YBN ABZ Almighty J fighting the girl on camera, though? I'm so sick of people turning the camera on too late. Y'all turn the camera on after the good stuff has already happened.
All right, so he's also asking for a massive reduction in child support. He pays $20,000 a month in child support.
How about a massive reduction in weight?
Which
bro?
He thinks that's not
leave
fair.
Leave his weight alone.
Yeah, stop it. First, they have 50-50 joint custody, and he also feels that she makes more money than him, so why is he paying her $20,000?
I don't like him shaming her for using that scroller as a weapon, okay? When you're in a fight and you know it's war, everything's a weapon.
I think you should try to avoid altercations that serious when you have two young children around.
Somebody touch your kid and then you say something, they start acting up, you start fighting. Anything's a weapon
anything's a weapon. Come on, man.
People are crazy. They got knives, guns.
Word up. My mom used to use that wooden spoon that was a decoration in the kitchen on my ass all the time. Anything's a weapon.
You deserved it, though.
It kind of felt like that whole situation escalated way more than it had to. And I would feel like if your young kids are around, you wouldn't try to want to escalate a situation. That's just me.
That is true.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, we got front page news. Condom snorting.
Wow.
Go ahead, Envy.
We'll talk about it.
Hey.
I don't know why y'all just don't do cocaine, but we'll talk about that too.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
The streets are still the streets. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah, let's get in some front page news. Condom snorting.
Yes, condoms. The condom challenge is what the kids are doing nowadays. And what they are doing is sniffing a condom up their nose and then pulling it out of their mouth. That's, so it goes down their throat.
I'm pretty sure I would rather you sniff cocaine.
Well, who thought of that? Like, who said, you know what, I'm going to put this condom in my nose and see if it comes. Like, who thought of that?
I have no idea where this came from. But not only is that a painful experience, you could also choke. You can have an allergic reaction. It could get stuck in your nasal cavity or in your throat.
That's just
and I don't mind at the devil's playground. These kids clearly don't have enough to do when school is out or maybe even during school. But I would much rather them sniff cocaine. Our camera man and his Steve had a very, very, very good compromise because I said I'd rather people sniff coke. He said, yo, how about just have cocaine flavored condoms?
How about not?
Makes perfect sense.
Don't sniff
the
anything.
Condoms could also end up in your lungs. So extremely
that would
dangerous.
Be uncomfortable.
I'd rather right. you sniff coke.
All right. And Donald Trump, more issues now with Amazon. You know, he's obsessed with Amazon. They've lost $60 billion in market value ever since they've reported that Trump has been obsessed with that company on March 28th. And he does have a long-time grudge against the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post. That paper has had very aggressive coverage of the administration, and therefore the president just does not like them. In addition to that, you know, we're also having some issues with these tariffs that we have now, and China has responded. to Donald Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs with $3 billion of tariffs of its own.
That's billionaire beef right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Donald Trump is just clearly jealous of Jeff Bezos because Jeff Bezos is a multi-billionaire, you know, and he's taking that out on him by putting sanctions on him just because he can because he's the president.
Well, yeah, he wants to. And he's saying things that are just incorrect, like saying that Amazon takes advantage of the U.S. Postal Service and doesn't pay its fair share of tax. Completely untrue. They pay the same rate that the post office charges other bulk shippers. And they also collect sales tax in every state that charges it. And they don't collect sales tax on purchases made from third-party vendors. That's up to them.
That's got to suck when you got beef with a person, then they become the president of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And then they take that grudge into the White House with them.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, that's front page news.
Speaking of Jesus Christ.
When we come back, speaking of Jesus Christ, John Legend will be in the building. Mm-hmm. Of course, he played Jesus Christ in Jesus Christ Superstar Live. So we'll kick it with him. He's also releasing a new record this week. So we'll talk to John Legend when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
And I really can't believe he's here, by the way.
Why did you say that?
Because I was watching Jesus Christ Superstar last night, and I was like, there's no way John is getting up to do radio
in the snow and everything, the weather and everything.
Good morning.
Man,
John Legend.
I woke up. I didn't even have my alarm set because I forgot I had this interview. And I woke up because I was still feeling kind of buzzed from last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at my schedule. I was like, oh, I have an interview. And I made it.
He was like, who scheduled this?
I'm proud of myself. I'm really proud of myself for being here right now.
Did you not know I was going to be on TV live for 2 hours the night before?
Man, I had a good time last night, though.
Let's talk about that. Jesus Christ Superstar Live.
Yeah, man.
What made you do that?
Man, when they offered me the role, I was like, I should take it, man. It's Jesus. It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ Superstar. It's an iconic show. And the role couldn't be more iconic. So mm-hmm. Let's take it. Let's do it. It's a challenge. And I'm gonna try to do it.
Nervous at all? 2 hours live?
I wasn't nervous. I felt good. We had done a dress rehearsal the night before, and it really went well. So I just felt like we were gonna do a good job, and I feel good about what we did.
Why weren't you dressed like Jesus, though? Like, no,
what is Jesus dressed like?
That's true, too. I thought about that. I was trying to explain it to my daughter last night. I was like, you know, Jesus was black, but like the long hair.
We've seen so many versions of him that were, you know, based on what people just decided he looked like. We don't know what he looked like exactly. We know he's probably browner than a lot of the versions we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what his hair was long or if it was shorter. Mm-hmm. We decided we were just going to make him look modern and make the whole show look modern.
Was there any pushback on Jesus being depicted as a black man?
You know, people asked me about it, but I didn't get much, you know, I didn't get much crap on Twitter from anybody or anything like that. I'm sure somebody was at home upset.
Did you have a problem playing that role? Like, was that, you know, something like, do I want to test that?
No, I felt like it would be a challenge to play it. I knew it was going to be a lot of pressure because, you know, people have a lot of expectations for it. But I felt good about it. I felt like I could do it, and I was ready to do it.
Did you learn anything new about Jesus throughout this process?
Well, I feel like this wasn't the biblical Jesus. I grew up, you know, in a preaching family, so I've grown up knowing about Jesus my entire life, and I, you know, so many ministers in my family and read about him plenty. But this was a character as it was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. So it wasn't meant to be exactly strictly biblical. It was meant to be an imagination of what his last days might have been like and what his interactions with his friends might have been like, what his interactions with his followers might have been like, and what kind of maybe like resentment he might have had,
yeah,
knowing that he had to make that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. How do you gauge if you did a good job or not? Do you get up and read all the reviews? Do you go to social media?
I looked at both, and the reviews have been really good. And social media, you know, it can't be 100% good, but right, it was very good. It
did
was
you
very
look good. For a Donald Trump review? Did you see if he was last night?
I saw Bill O'Reilly saw it. he was upset that everybody looked like they was from a tattoo parlor, he said.
You said that for real?
Yeah.
There was a lot of tattoos. I thought it was like some nice tattoos before. In that area. How much preparation goes into executing?
Oh,
we rehearsed
for a long time. It was a lot of really, me and Sarah Bareilles and Alice Cooper, we're all, you know, known for pop music more, but everybody else was all like Broadway professionals, and everybody was just so good and professional, and they made us feel like we were supported and protected. And we've been rehearsing for the past few weeks. I actually started rehearsing in February. Then I went on tour in Asia for a few weeks, mm-hmm, and came back and finished rehearsing. And we were ready by Sunday night. It felt good.
Yeah, the LA Times said that it shouldn't have worked, but it did. because of the fact that you know how to command a venue full of fans.
Yeah, we wanted to feel like a concert, so it felt like, you know, that audience being there, it felt like it was a real concert mixed with a theater experience.
They said when you blinked, the crowd went crazy. They were really ready for this one.
Now, yeah, they were hyped. No, it was cool. I'm used to it. I mean, that's the way I like to perform. If it was in a studio and it was empty, I'd have felt more nervous probably because it wouldn't have that energy.
Couldn't feed off of them.
Yeah, I enjoy feeding off the energy.
Now, you're one award away from an EGOT.
Yeah.
But you're missing the Tony, right?
No, Emmy.
You're missing the Emmy. You got the Tony, you got the Oscar, you got the Grammy.
Yeah, we just got a Tony for Jitney last year. We did a revival of Jitney and won Best Revival.
Is that something you're aiming for?
Aiming for? I wouldn't say aiming for, but I wouldn't be mad if I got it. Yeah. I mean, it would be nice. I mean, we just did something on television on Sunday, so.
is it
eligible.
Is it hard to create from that perspective, though? Like, when you know... I can win an Emmy.
No, because if you start thinking like that, then I think that's when you go astray creatively. If you start thinking, well, how can I win an award for this? I think if you go into it thinking, I need to make this amazing, then the awards will come. And that's the way I approach everything creatively, music, film, everything.
So you didn't expect the Grammy, the Oscar, or the Tony either?
Well, I think Grammys are more to be expected because this is the thing I do. That's my day job. That's what I work on all the time. And if we do a good job in music, we know Grammys will come. But everything else, you know, it's all gravy.
And then Common has the ego, right?
Yeah, he has everything but a Tony, and I have everything but an Emmy. Yeah.
Y'all have those conversations? Like,
we're both proud of each other. We got the Oscar together, and we got a Grammy together as well. And, you know, we're rooting for each other.
All right, we have more with John Legend when we come back. Keep it locked. Here's Kendrick Lamar with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. John Legend's in the building. Now, I see the whole gang has been in Wyoming with Kanye a little bit recording.
I haven't been out there yet. I'm going to get out there as soon as I can. I've been so focused on this show, I haven't had a chance to. Then I was in Asia, but I'm going to try to get out there, too.
Are y'all sworn to secrecy? Do you got to sign NDAs about even talking
I haven't even been out there yet, okay. So I don't know if there are NDAs, but, you know, apparently people are breaking NDAs nowadays.
Yeah. Do you know who bit Beyonce?
Yes.
did you know when it happened? Or?
No, we weren't there, but okay. But we know people that were there. We know what happened.
Wow.
Was it a Chrissy, love bite or was it a chunk bite? Like a
Chrissy knew before I knew. She told me, and we're sworn to secrecy.
So did Chrissy text you like, you won't believe what happened?
She told me in person. She didn't want any electronic record.
Wow. Now you played Frederick Douglass on Underground, right?
Yes.
Now you're playing Jesus.
Yes.
I feel like they both had a similar struggle for liberation of a people.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about Jesus in terms of liberation, and there's a lot of theology around Jesus as a liberator, and of course Frederick was as well.
What else did they have in common to you?
Well, they were persecuted at the time, and I think anybody who fights for disrupting the status quo. I mean, people glorify Martin Luther King now, but he was persecuted, and he wasn't even popular when he was alive. His approval ratings were underwater like Donald Trump right now. So it was like, you know, people, when you're fighting for liberation, when you're disrupting the status quo, when you're upsetting the people in power, a lot of times you're not going to be popular at the time. And we've seen that with a lot of great leaders.
Now, you've been very honest about Donald Trump.
And,
you know, we joke a lot that you're going to get flagged at the airport. Have you seen anything negative?
I haven't gotten audited yet, knock on wood. But I pay my taxes on time. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But we hopefully won't have him for president for too long. But who knows, man.
What's the best way to disrupt this system, you think?
Well, I think part of it's through protest. We've seen it with Black Lives Matter. We've seen it with the March for Our Lives. We've seen it with Women's March. A lot of folks out there are protesting, but they're also deciding that it's not enough to protest. We got to vote. We got to stay engaged with our politicians and make sure they do the right things for us. And I think that's the best thing we can do.
I read something that you're backing startups for former inmates.
Yeah, so a lot of the work we do with Free America, that's my organization that's all about ending mass incarceration. And one of the things we do is work with people who get out of prison and need to be productive and need to be part of society again. And a lot of times we forget about them. And a lot of times they can't get a job, they can't reintegrate into their community, and they end up getting in trouble again. So we wanted to create a situation where we invest in them and give them opportunity to succeed and be entrepreneurs so that they can reintegrate back into society, make the world better, and not get in trouble again, and and just be productive again.
What made you invest in that? Was it family members? Was it
family,
friends?
Man. I've had family members that have gone through that, and neighbors and friends. Well, you know, I do send my friends and family money. Some of them have been incarcerated, and it's hard, man. Right. It's hard seeing people that have already paid their debt to society have to pay that forever,
right?
And not be able to just live. And from voting to working to being able to get housing, there's so many obstacles we put in people's way after they get out of prison. And some people are like, well, they deserve it. They committed a crime. But honestly, after they pay their debt, like, why do they have to keep paying it?
Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense to me that we send people to correctional facilities but don't try to correct them.
Yeah, like, do we want them to get better? Do we want them to come out and be great? Or do we want them to be burdened by this the rest of their lives?
Now, with Jesus Christ Superstar, what do you do when you got to use the bathroom?
Oh, I had breaks. We had commercials.
I saw that, but we got enough time to go handle your business.
Yeah, we had time. I mean, number one was definitely on the docket. Number two might have been a struggle, but
yeah, so you couldn't do number two though.
But no, I had plenty of time. We had good commercial breaks, and there's scenes where I wasn't even in, so you know, I was good.
What does John Legend love the most at this moment, professionally?
Professionally, I just love when it all comes together. Like last night, that was a high for me. It was when we had this team of hundreds of people, production people, choreographers, dancers, singers, actors, and when it all comes together, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
A lot of the lead cast was very diverse, too. Was that something that you was like you wanted to make sure happened?
We all wanted it. NBC wanted it. All the producers wanted it. Obviously, they cast me as Jesus, but we had Asian Americans, Hispanic, mm-hmm. Black, white. Everybody was in the cast. It was really race blind as far as the casting, and they wanted it to look like America, look like the Broadway community, and I think it was a brilliant idea. It looked great. It sounded great. Everybody did a great job.
How do we keep diversity from being a trend and actually being normal?
Well, I feel like we are diverse. I feel like the most natural thing is for us to be diverse, for us to be homogenous and monochromatic is actually what's unnatural.
Right.
And so for us to look like America, look like the world, that's the most natural thing for us to do. And I think people are realizing that. And they're also realizing that Black people, Hispanic people, we spend money. We like to watch entertainment that reflects our lives. Asian Americans, you know, we all spend money. And we want to see entertainment that reflects who we are, too. And we've seen plenty of entertainment that does it. And we have a hunger for that. If you make content that's great, that reflects who we are, then we're going to spend money on it. And, I mean, Black Panther is all you need to say. Like, people were ready for that. They were hungry for that. And once we gave it to them, billions of dollars.
And you got a production company, too, so you do film and television.
Yeah.
Is it hard not to come off as biased? Meaning that, like, if you say, I want all Black people on this cast, I want all women in this cast, like,
do you do that?
Well, no, but we want it to be multicultural. We want it to reflect what America looks like. And we do lean towards stories that I'm familiar with or that I connect with. So we probably lean toward more stories that represent Black history and Black life. But, you know, there's plenty of other producers out there. Yeah. So I'm just one point of view. And if all of us get a chance that have something to offer, then the entertainment that's available to everybody will be diverse.
What do you have coming down the pipeline?
Well, we've got a movie we just did called Monster that went to Sundance that's really amazing. So that's going to come out later this year. We've got some other movies that'll be at Tribeca. One's called OG, and one's called United States of America. And that's a documentary. So we've got a lot of good things coming.
Now, how is marriage life? You've been married a couple
years
now.
I love it, man. It's good. I love being a dad. I love being a husband. And we got another baby on the way. And it's exciting, man.
Now, when we talk about, you know, me and Charlamagne talk about it all the time, that when your wife is pregnant, it's probably the best time sexually because your wife is more attractive. Do you feel the same way with yours?
I love when my wife is pregnant. It's like femininity on 1,000,000,000,000,000,000. It's beautiful to me.
Nah, it's the most amazing thing ever.
Let John go, man. John was up all last night playing Jesus. All right.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Safari.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Safari did Angie Martinez's show yesterday, and he talked about an incident that happened right before he went to her show where he got robbed at gunpoint. Here's what he said.
What's happening, first of all? Are you okay?
I just got robbed at gunpoint. Two dudes with guns just ran up on me. And me face down on the floor with a gun to my head. They just took everything.
Where did this happen?
Jersey. They took everything. So the police, they're working on it. They just told me not to really say too much until they figure the things out.
Awful situation. He tweeted out, "This morning was probably one of the worst, scariest nights of my life." Now, he goes on to talk about experiences in his own family that just happened recently.
You said you was at the club or you left for the
club? No, I had left. I wasn't in, you know, when I was there, I was with my security. I had like about 30 people and all that. But then, you know, when everything is done and all that, I'm like, all right, it's cool. Everybody, y'all, peace out. And then just call me by myself. I was with one other person. I was with my chef. I got out of my car. So when I got out of my car, they just came out of nowhere and just backed out on us. And my uncle just got killed for a robbery.
Yeah, so, no, I'm so sorry about that.
The last thing I'm thinking is what my mother would have to go through if she was to get that call.
So he's still dealing with the trauma from his uncle, and then that happened to him. People are very cold, man, because people hitting me up saying, give Safari Donkey today.
For
why
what?
Would I give a man Donkey today for getting robbed?
No, nothing at all.
And it's his first time speaking on it after it happened, so of course he got choked up, and he's thinking about his mom.
Now, I will say, don't know why you would come do an interview with Angie Martinez. That I would like to know.
He probably had it scheduled already.
I don't care. He just got robbed. If it was that serious and it was that traumatic of a situation, why would you still come
do
an
interview? I'm not going to lie, that Safari works really hard. He probably felt like he had this on his schedule.
He wasn't going to cancel it.
He probably didn't think he was going to break down when he was talking about it. And
he
wanted to just keep it moving.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not going to let this stop me from doing what I got to do for myself for work.
Or you probably was thinking to yourself, you know, I just got robbed. A lot of people do go to social media when they have issues like that. Why not go do an interview with Angie Martinez? There's better cameras in there.
And in addition to that, he probably felt like it's going to come out anyway. So he might as well be the first person to tell the story.
No, I think he got that. He was probably effed up. He was probably still thinking about it. And Angie was like, "What's wrong with you?" And he probably broke down and said it.
Yeah, but I also feel like when things like this happen and the police are involved, it's going to come out. Wouldn't you rather be the person to talk about what happened before it's in the news and then everybody's speculating? No. He just said what happened.
I don't think he planned that one.
Why didn't they take the mink, though?
I don't think it was planned, but I'm saying it happened.
Why didn't they take the fur?
I don't know if he had that on. He had
a fresh fur on Angie's show.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he had it on when he came.
Oh, you think he probably went back upstairs and got another one?
This happened after he left the club.
Yeah, he was coming out of his car when it happened, so he might not have had the fur on. I mean, he can't drive with that trench on, so I'm sure he got out the car without the trench.
Gotcha. But fortunately, he is okay, and there's nothing funny about it.
Yes.
All right.
God bless Safari. It could have been way worse.
Meek Mill is going to stay locked up, and that's because the judge has shut down his bid to be released on bail. She didn't give any reasons for her decisions, Judge Denise Brinkley, but everybody's asking for him to be released, including the governor, including the DA, and it does look like the judge does have some type of bias against him.
All those people could overrule the judge, so I don't want to hear it. How serious are y'all about getting Meek Mill out of jail, Mr. Governor, and everything? Because y'all could all overrule the judge.
Well, right now they have to appeal to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and that's how they're going to try to secure his release. I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork and things that have to happen. They can't just say, release him. So now they have to do an appeal to the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania.
Well, there's nothing Meek can do at this point but his time. Read more books, work out, come out a better human being.
Right. All right, now let's talk about Nicki Minaj. Congratulations to her. She's the first female rapper to have all her studio albums sell at least 5 million copies worldwide.
I'll drop one of Clues Bombs for Nicki Minaj.
So that's 3 studio albums that she has. They've all sold more than 5 million copies. And congratulations to Drake as well. He's the first lead solo male artist to have 2 number one songs for 10 straight weeks, according to Billboard. So that's for God's Plan. One Dance did that as well back in 2016.
We'll drop one of Clues Bombs for Aubrey.
He also has some new music coming out because he said you could tell by the bags under his eyes. So I guess that new album's coming soon.
It amazes me. Like, this is really, and I'm being dead serious, it amazes me that people have not gotten tired of Drake's music. It's been almost a decade.
But I feel like he's taking a
great music.
He also took kind of a little break for a second.
Not really.
I feel like.
We've seen stars like that burn out. Like, think of some of the biggest stars in the world, and they don't have these kind of long runs. Like, that. This is very impressive.
That's good, and he knows how to get with what's hot right now, too. So that's important. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
I need Cassandra Damper to come to the front of the congregation. Mm-hmm. We like to have a word with her. Kids, this is why you don't play with guns, okay?
All right.
Okay.
We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
Charlamagne. You are
a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, April the 3rd, right? Yeah, Tuesday, April 3rd, goes to a young 26-year-old woman from Houston named Cassandra Dampa. Now, sometimes I read these stories, and I think to myself, the rest of America is trying to catch up to the Bronx and all of Florida when it comes to crazy. Because as your Uncle Charla always tells you, the craziest people come from the Bronx and all of Florida. But Cassandra is crazy as hell. Let me tell you something, man. I don't play with guns, okay? There's two reasons I don't play with guns. One, because I was always taught at a young age from my father and every other older man in my neighborhood, don't pull your gun out unless you plan to use it. Are you cleaning it? Simple. Salute to everyone who has ever cleaned their pistol while listening to Carl Thomas' emotional album. But anybody who owns a gun and is serious about gun ownership knows you only pull your gun out when you are cleaning it and when you plan to use it. The other reason I don't play with guns is because of the wise words of Raekwon the Chef that he spoke at the end of Impossible from the Wu-Tang Forever album. Can we play a little clip of that, please?
When you play with guns, son, that causes the conflict of you going against your own.
Now, that one line. That one bar, when you play with guns, son, that causes the conflict of you going against your own. I wasn't even sure what that meant when I was younger, but I do know with that jewel and the jewel of older brothers around me, I didn't play with guns, okay? I'm pretty sure that Raekwon line means stop playing with guns because you end up shooting or killing your own, and that's exactly what happened in this situation with Cassandra Dampa. Would you like more details? Well, let's go to KPRC. Click to Houston for the report.
Houston police say they're investigating this as an accidental shooting, but ultimately it will be left up to a grand jury to decide. Surveillance video shows the group sitting inside a car outside the then-closed Valero gas station for several minutes when suddenly the doors fly open and two people jump out. This video, streamed live on Facebook, shows what happened inside the vehicle. You see a man in the back seat put a gun on the armrest. Then 25-year-old Cassandra Dampa pulls another gun, waving it in front of the cell phone camera. Devin Holmes, sitting in the driver's seat, makes it clear he's uncomfortable. And then Devin Holmes, shot in the head, police arrested Dampa, charging her with tampering with evidence when they say she tried to wipe gunshot residue from her hands. Cassandra Dampa made her $2,500 bond. She is due back in court.
Yes, Cassandra was sitting in the passenger seat of a Mercury Grand Marquis. I think it's a Grand Marquis.
Looks like it.
Playing with a gun, accidentally shot 26-year-old Devin Holmes. Now, Devin is laid up in the hospital in critical condition. Let me tell you something, man. Mercury is in nigger grade. All right, the past couple weeks, niggas have been nigging at levels I have never seen before. Full moon was out all weekend. And when it's a full moon, some people worry about werewolves. Not me. I worry about were niggas. All right, now, for whatever reason, people was passing this video around on social media because, of course, like every other tragedy that happens in the hood, they had their social media going. This happened on Facebook Live. I didn't watch this video. Why would I? I don't put things like this in my spirit, but I will play you all the audio of this situation because I want you all to hear the last words Devin Holmes probably heard. Can you just play it real quick.
You see what we doing, the line assholes?
Hey, man.
We draw down.
You making me nervous.
We draw down on them hoes.
Got no clip, bud.
Hey, where you from again?
Say so,
Scott Block.
Can you imagine the last few words you hear on this planet? All we draw down on you, lying assholes.
You making him nervous.
Say something, bitch. I know Houston police are treating this as an accident, and they are charging Dampa with tampering or fabricating evidence because she allegedly attempted to wipe off the gun residue on her hands. But I think the grand jury should charge her with actually shooting this man. She was talking all that tough talk, showing off for Facebook, trolling, okay? That's when clout chasing goes wrong. You on Facebook, you know, Facebook Live showing off for your followers, okay? She threatened him, and it was premeditated because she said verbatim, you see what we do to you lying-ass hoes. We draw down on them hoes, okay? She cocked the gun, pointed it at him, and said, say something, bitch. All right? That ain't no accident. All right? She playfully shot someone on purpose. F that. She goes to court today. I hope the grand jury hammers her, and I hope she gets charged with shooting this man. Let's hear the clip again, please. Let's play it one more time. Play the clip one more time.
You see what we doing, the line assholes?
Hey, man.
We draw down.
You making me nervous.
We draw down on them hoes.
Got no clip, bud.
Hey, where you from again?
Say so,
Scott
bitch.
Block.
Grand jury got a charger, B. Grand jury got to throw the book at it. The main problem with a lot of people nowadays is that everybody playing. Okay, I love playing around. I just don't like playing with the things y'all play with because the things y'all play with are not a game. All right, the streets are real. Guns are real. Gangs are real. Life is real. most importantly, death is real. But this digital world makes everything feel like some type of virtual reality, okay? But that internet illusion, that digital dream, it gets shattered when things like this happen, okay? Why does it have to get to this for people to realize, oh, shoot, it really is consequences and repercussions to my actions, okay? Cassandra Dampa is in this situation because she was showing off on Facebook Live with a gun, which has become such a normalized thing, all right? Flashing your guns on social media is just as normal as a Fashion Nova ad. And I have said before that I often want to see someone accidentally get shot. I have said that on this show. I just wish every now and then, when these kids are playing with guns, waving them around on camera, on social media, that they accidentally shoot themselves or somebody. Because in life, someone has to die in order for others to live. The only way people are going to learn that you can't do these things is when they see consequences like this. So I pray for Devin Holmes. I pray he doesn't die, and I pray he doesn't live his life as a vegetable. I pray the last words that he hears on this planet aren't, "Say something, bitch!" All right? But I do hope that charges are brought against Cassandra Dampa. And for everybody thinks this is who thinks this is funny, all right? Let me stress this one more time. For everybody who thinks this is funny, just remember, online, everything is funny as long as it's happening to somebody else. Be careful, because it could be your turn next. Please give Cassandra Dampa, well, matter of fact, let Remy Ma tell Cassandra Dampa. Let Remy Ma give Cassandra Dampa the biggest hee-haw, please.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Couldn't even get my thoughts together on what kind of donkey I wanted to give.
So crazy.
Right.
That is crazy. Dude in the back talking about, it ain't got no clip in it.
Nah.
She cocked it, and there's a bullet in that chamber.
Clearly, one in the chamber.
Not play around.
That wasn't one in the chamber. She cocked. Well, she cocked it. When she cocked it, I mean, she pulled.
Oh yeah,
because
the gun, the bullet would have flew out of.
Yeah.
What do you think she should be charged with?
I don't know. Something.
Yeah, definitely.
Shooting somebody.
That's so reckless.
What's the charge? What's what they call it when you shoot somebody?
Manslaughter.
No, because he ain't dead yet. So I don't know. She should be charged with something.
Yeah, something.
So. Shooting the person. That's what she should be charged with.
Attempted murder.
Yeah.
Something.
It could be assault and battery with intent to kill.
Goodness gracious. All right, well, thank you
for
that.
And then upgraded the murder if he dies.
Donkey of the day. All right?
All right.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know what's going on with you.
Is that how weird he got just now? Did you see that? I'm glad I was the only person to notice that. What's wrong with you?
We'll be back.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Time to shoot your shot. Time to shoot your shot with the Breakfast Club. This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
We got Jalen on the line. Jalen, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Now, who do you want to shoot your shot with, Jalen?
This girl named Vanessa.
Tell us about this. What happened?
All right, so it's kind of a funny story. Me and my girlfriend went to my best friend's Moe's. We went to his wedding.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I got kind of tipsy, and I was hitting on one of the bridesmaids, who was ended up being Vanessa. And so me and my girl broke it off.
So wait, you went to a wedding with your girlfriend, right? And you hit on a bridesmaid while your girlfriend was at the wedding with you.
Jesus Christ, how much did you have to drink?
I was a little pissed. You know, I didn't, it was playful flirting, I thought, but she didn't see it that way. So we actually ended up breaking up.
Wow.
You think? I mean.
So do you want to shoot your shot with your girlfriend and try to get back with her?
No, I'm trying to... I'm trying to get with Vanessa. I feel like we had a connection, me and Vanessa.
This is so messed up.
Vanessa sees the red flags I'm hearing.
When you go to a wedding with your girl, the wedding is supposed to make you be like, damn, I can't wait till me and you do this one day.
Right.
Your punk ass went there and flirted with the bridesmaid. Now you want to holler at the bridesmaid. Man.
That's a red flag.
Do you even know the girl, or was it just that one night?
It was, I think we met in passing, but we really got to know each other that night. Like, I thought we were vibing.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to try this. I don't know how this is going to work, bro.
I don't even know if I could co-sign this.
So when we come back, we're going to call the bridesmaid. What's her name again?
Vanessa.
All right. We're going to call Vanessa when we come back and see how this works. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Jalen on the line. He's about to call Vanessa. Let's do it.
Hello.
Hey, is this Vanessa?
Is this she?
Hey, Vanessa, how are you doing?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is Jalen.
Jalen who?
We met at Mo's wedding. Remember?
Oh yeah. I didn't even know if I gave you my number or not, but okay. What's going on with you?
I'm good. So I don't know if you remember, we were talking at Mo's wedding, and I was just wondering, are you talking to anybody?
I mean, I'm not, but you are. You got a whole girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Y'all was arguing and everything.
Me and my girlfriend that I went to the wedding with, we actually broke up.
Oh, but I mean, I feel some type of way on the low just because, like, how you was trying to talk to me and you was there with somebody. What mm-hmm. kind of, I don't want to sound rude, but what kind of being does that make you think like, if what thoughts, you would do the same thing to me?
Well, me and her were already having problems. Like, it's not like we were already going through some stuff.
All right, Jalen, Vanessa, this is Angela Yee and it's Charlamagne and Envy from the Breakfast Club.
Vanessa,
goodness. I'm on the radio too. This is so loud.
Vanessa, I want to give you a round of applause for having good
That's
old
exactly
common sense.
That's exactly what I said.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you can learn a lot by how somebody's going to treat you based off how they treat other people.
How you meet them is how you keep them. That's what we always say.
I don't know if I believe in that saying, but I do believe that if a person treats somebody else effed up, they will treat you effed up eventually too. Eventually, it'll be your turn, boo.
Right.
Congratulations for good old common sense still reigning supreme.
He at the wedding arguing with his girlfriend and then he gonna try to holler at you.
Yeah, that's right. A little crazy. That's,
I mean, don't get me wrong, he was a nice dude and was a gentleman to me, but that's just how I feel about it. Like, why would you, do that? I'm still just thought that I'm on the radio right now.
You on the Breakfast Club, not just the radio. Did you hear him stuttering when you brought up the fact he had a girlfriend? Did you hear him stutter?
She said a whole girlfriend.
Yeah, not just a half of one.
A whole girlfriend.
They was arguing in front of everybody, and I think it was because, we were talking, so I don't need no kind of drama in my life.
That could be you, Vanessa. You don't want that to be you?
She said, hell no. Well, Jalen, I'm sorry it didn't work out for you, bro.
Jalen, bye, boy. Bye.
Well, bye. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I thought we were supposed to help.
Yeah, we were supposed to help, but not in this situation. All right, Vanessa, you have a good one, Mama. I'm sorry we interrupted whatever you were doing.
Thank you. I keep playing all that good music.
All right, Mama.
All right.
You don't play good music. You play the same things over and over.
Shh, don't tell her that. All right, that was Shoot Your Shot. When we come back, we got the Rumors Don't Move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good
What's
morning.
What's happening? Good morning. Hi. Happy April the 3rd.
Hello. All right, let's talk rumors. Let's talk Jay-Z on Letterman.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Jay-Z is David Letterman's guest on Netflix's series, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. And David Letterman put out a preview of the episode, and Jay-Z is talking about what it takes to make a rapper good. Check it out.
I think Snoop Dogg has a great voice. Like, he can say one, two, three, into the four. It's like, oh, my God. It just sounds really good. Or you can be someone like Eminem and just have amazing cadence and, like, the syncopation. Mm-hmm. And, like, I sit back with this Zach, because it's Zach, and it's back, and it's Zach, and it's Z. And, you know, you almost become this percussion, inside the music. So there's multiple ways to be, like, really good. Some people just have it all.
It's a science to rap, and it's a science to interviewing. That's why I love watching David Letterman sit down with people, and I can't wait to see that interview.
Right. So if you want to watch the whole thing, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction is scheduled to debut on Netflix this Friday, April 6th. That's when Jay-Z's interview will be on.
Yeah, the first one he did was with President Barack Obama.
Yeah, he did Barack Obama. He did George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done other guests on this series also.
Yeah,
three episodes.
Yeah, I got invited to one he did with Howard Stern that hasn't come out yet, but I didn't make it.
All right, now Tiger Woods, his ex-girlfriend, has threatened him, Kristen Smith. She had to sign a non-disclosure agreement to make sure she was quiet, and she also got some money for that because they had a pretty bad breakup. But now she wants to get out of that deal.
You can't just get out of there.
Yeah, you signed it, okay? She believes that he cheated on her in 2017. That's what ended their relationship, so he doesn't want to have that embarrassing PR nightmare again. So he offered her money to sign the NDA. So now she wants to invalidate it. She said it's not enforceable. I don't know what happened.
You can't just do that, can you?
Don't nobody care about consequences anymore. F your NDA. So what, I signed it.
Now, Kendra Wilkinson also has posted a very emotional video after her issues in her relationship that actually signaled that their relationship is over. Her and Hank Basket, she broke down in tears and said she will always love him. And she said, I did everything I could. So that's over. But she has been heartbroken ever since.
Y'all didn't clown her for crying over Hank, but you clown Sofia for crying over being robbed.
Now, Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan Tatum have also broken up. They released a joint statement. They said, we have something we'd like to share. It feels odd we have to share this kind of thing with everyone, but it's a consequence of the lives we've chosen to lead. And so they said, we have lovingly chosen to separate as a couple. We fell deeply in love so many years ago and have had a magical journey together. Absolutely nothing has changed about how much we love one another, but love is a beautiful adventure that is taking us on different paths for now.
If you didn't release a statement to tell people that y'all was together, why release a statement to say that y'all separated?
I guess because you don't want to embarrass the other person if someone starts dating someone else and then everybody's
like,
oh, he's
cheating. Yeah, you want to pop up with somebody else.
I didn't even
else.
Know anything about Channing Tatum.
Well, that's not your world.
Yeah, you probably right. didn't really care.
You're right about
name
that.
Name three Channing Tatum movies.
Magic Mike 1,
I knew
Magic
he knew
Mike
that
2, and 21 Jump Street.
I knew he knew that. All right. Now,
excuse
Birdman
me?
Is speaking on Lil Wayne, and you know the two of them have been hanging out on several different occasions mm-hmm. as of late. And here's what he had to say about them repairing their relationship.
As far as me and Shorty, we'll make sure he's straight, we straight, and we're going to continue doing what we started. It's important to me that I finish the way I started. I ain't worrying about it benefiting me. He deserved that from me, and I'm going to give him that blessing. We got to get this together. Because it's affecting our kids. His daughter is my godchild. He talked to my children all the time. It's just a weird relationship.
I respect everything that he's saying, but it's not a blessing that you're giving Lil Wayne. That's money he actually earned.
I'm glad they're fixing it. I'm glad they're together. I'm glad they can speak with each other. Hopefully they're fixing it.
Hopefully Lil Wayne gets his money that he earned, okay, that he worked so hard for. It's not a blessing.
All right, now let's discuss another issue you guys caused up here, Michael Blackson versus Gary Owen. Now, when Gary Owen was on The Breakfast Club as Gary Tekashi 6ix9ine,
right.
he had some things to say. He was going in on everybody because he was in character.
You funny to Michael Blackson?
Man, he one trick pony, you know, mother sucker. After that, what you got? Tell me your favorite Michael Blackson joke. Rest my case. Boom, what's your favorite Michael Blackson joke of all time? Your favorite one besides mother sucker? He ain't got one.
I like when he did the For the Pussy challenge with Erykah Badu on Instagram.
That's not a joke. That's a sketch.
All right. Well, since then, Michael Blackson has posted, that was very disrespectful, you Wonder Bread, untoasted toast looking beach. Walmart version of Tommy from Power with a concussion looking ass N-word. You might hang with N-words, but you're still a colonizer and you will never be allowed in Wakanda. Anyone that can tell me their favorite Michael Blackson joke, I'll follow them. Now, here's what else Michael Blackson had to say.
Gary Owen, you cracker honky bitch. Talking about it's been hundreds of African movies and I'm not in none of them. When it's been thousands of white movies and I've never seen none of them. In fact, you've been in two black movies. The white guy that had a black friend or a black guy that had a white friend. Talking about open up, I've never opened up for you. That's another black man. So you trying to say all the look alike? You want to be black so bad, don't you? Well, you nigga. Now say it back. I didn't think so, you wet dog smelling bitch.
Michael Blackson.
I love how Michael Blackson started it off with a little racism and then accused Gary of a little racism, but then ended it with some racism. Drop one of the clues bomb for Michael Blackson.
Michael
damn it.
Blackson, crazy.
God damn
man.
It, Michael
gotta
Blackson.
Like Michael Blackson. Gotta love him.
He said, no, say it back.
Say it back.
F you. Yeah,
all right,
back.
And guys, make sure y'all check out The Last OG tonight, by the way. That's Tracy Morgan's new show on TBS. I'll be watching that tonight at 10:30. Mm-hmm. So I just want to put that out there. And Tiffany Haddish is starring in it. Cedric the Entertainer's in it. Alan Maldonado's in it.
Yes. Drop on
executive
the clues
produced
for the last
by Jordan
OG.
Peele and Tracy Morgan.
A lot of pressure on that show, by
so
the way.
Make sure you show. And shout out to my guy Mark Theobald, who's also a writer on the show. Shout out to Mark. And yeah, I'm gonna be checking that out. So make sure you guys show your support because Tracy Morgan is back on TV, and I know you want to show support for that show.
A lot of pressure on that show. Jordan Peele, the executive producer, Tracy Morgan, and you got Tiffany Haddish on it.
And Cedric the Entertainer.
A lot of pressure
should
on
that funny.
Show.
Should
that
be funny. Should be great.
Better be, that show better be amazing.
And it's in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's another character in the show because it's in Brooklyn.
Okay.
All right. So, and if you haven't seen the ads for it, it shows Tracy Morgan just getting released from jail after 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back home. He's in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is gentrified now. And his ex-girlfriend is Tiffany Haddish. She has a new husband. He's white, you know. And
don't give it away.
No, it's all in the preview.
Oh, okay.
It's a description of the show. So okay. You got to watch it to all see right. What happens. All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. If you want to hear something, 800-585-1051. Get your request in. And one more thing, Yee, tell them again about your fake page, because people have been hitting me about your fake page.
They have?
Yes.
All right. So somebody started a fake page on Instagram. I posted about it. It's clearly not me. It has only 7 posts. It's like 3 A's in front of Angela. So just make sure, don't send money. You cannot pay to get interviewed on The Breakfast Club ever. And, you know, there's no GoFundMe that I've started. So I just want to make sure you guys know, do not send money to this fake page on Instagram.
All right. You mean to tell me that we'd be interviewing some of these bums out of the goodness of our heart?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But they're not bums. But anyway, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.